ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग। दिस इवनिंग थ्री टाइम ओम शांति इज टू रिमाइंड मायसेल्फ ऑफ माय three relationships with Baba and three attainments. Father, teacher and Sadguru. As Father, He gives us our inheritance. As teacher, He gives us the teachings, teaches us knowledge, and as Sadguru, He showers with blessings. So how fortunate we are. I think it is good sitting here today to ask this question. I have spent almost all of us have spent nearly 15 days, 2 weeks in Madhuban. Yes? So, first of all, how do you feel today, sitting here, after spending all 15 days? How many of you feel full? Raise your hand. And how many of you feel overflowing? Overflowing, like waterfall. And how many of you feel empowered? Because we come here to the powerhouse to charge our battery, we must feel empowered. So make sure you keep up that level of your experience for the rest of the year. So today, I'm going to share with you some interesting topic in Brahmin life. We are all godly students of the godly university, and we study 4 subjects: Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, Service. So how do a student know they are studying well? So from time to time in the school, they have test. Monthly test, 3 monthly tests, 6 months. And then they will add all that marks together and have a final examination before you get transferred, right? And so we are also godly students. But the only difference between that student life and this student life, that university and this university, is the students in that university does not know what is the question, but they know the date of their examination, the place of their examination, right? And we godly students, different. We know the question. Do you know the final question? Yes. We know the question, but what we don't know, place where we will be given that exam. It may not be the same place for all of us. Question will be the same. The place of that test will be different for different souls. And time is also not fixed. It could be any time, every time, all time. So, you know the question, likely question. Everyone should pass with honors, is it not? Why only 108 out of so many millions pass with honor. When they know the question, and when the time is also given, see, our examination is unique. The question is, becoming the conqueror of attachment, embodiment of remembrance. It's the same question for those who are in knowledge for 90 years or 90 days. And the time given to answer that question, 1 second. Underline. Not 1 minute. 1 minute is 60 seconds. So this result will be out for 1 second. I have to answer. Answer is not on the paper. Your life. So you could be in any situation, anywhere. So am I ready for my final paper? Can Baba take my final paper? Or you need more time? How many of you think you need more time? Raise your hand. How much more time? 90 years. 33 years. Sakar sustenance. 50 years. Avyakt sustenance. So, how much more time? So that is why in every Murli, Baba keeps reminding ourselves, time is short. You must move faster than the time. Because time is your creation. So I have to actually, you know, I always think, every day is an examination for us. To become a Brahma Kumari or Brahma Kumar means, to pay admission fees for examination hall. You agree? Our examination begins every second, every minute, every day. So I should be prepared to answer, to respond to the questions. So that will, you know, all the marks will get accumulated for your final paper. And so, and now, the time will not wait for anyone. As I said, the time of the final paper for each one of us can be different. Anytime, every time. So have I become conqueror of attachment and embodiment of remembrance? First lesson, you know. Have I mastered that lesson? Can I become soul conscious in 1 second? Can I become lost in Baba's love in 1 second? So I need to pay attention a lot to practice. When you practice, practice and practice, you will master this art and you will pass with honor. Dadis, Brahma Baba, they practice. They did rehearsal before the final, you know, and that is why they were ever ready. So recently Baba said 3 things. I underlined for myself. Baba said, over a long period of time. Secondly, over a long period of effort. Thirdly, over a long period of rewards. So, you must keep in mind, Because even though confluence stage is so short, but it can give you the reward over a long period of time for the whole cycle. So that is why I cannot waste even 1 second. Wasting 1 second is wasting 1 year. On one side, we all say, why I came to Gyan so late? Why I did, Baba did not bring me earlier? Are, if you had brought earlier, you would have run away now, by now. It's good you came at the right time. But then, even then, from then, how much time I have wasted and how much I have used. So, what I'm going to do today is to share with you Baba's own versions. It's not my churning. Baba's own explanation of preparing myself from now over a long period of time to answer the final paper. So there are 10 things I just noted down from different Muralis. 10 things we can practice. Very simple, simple things. So the first thing, the question is, Nashtamoha Smriti Swaru. Destroyer of attachment, embodiment of remembrance. Now let us take only half of it. Destroyer of attachment. So what I need to practice over a period of time, to have all relationships and to have all attainments from one Baba. When you have this, you are automatically conqueror. You have love for everyone, but no attachment. So that is the recipe. To conquer attachment, have all relationships with one, all attainments from one. Now, Smriti Swarup, this is very important. Smriti means awareness. Swarup means embodiment. So, over a period of time, whenever I have come to Gyan, from that moment until the last moment, I need to be embodiment of awareness, self-awareness. So what does that mean? We have awareness. We think we are soul. We think we are practicing soul conscious. Thinking is not soul consciousness. Thinking I am a soul is not practicing soul consciousness. Being a soul, that is soul consciousness. Being is different from thinking. So I have to change my habit from Sochita Swarup, that means embodiment of thinking, into Smriti Swarup, embodiment of awareness. I am. You know you are a soul. Why you are thinking again? Just be. You understand? You know, Dadis have practiced this for hours. I used to hear Manohar Dadi sharing her experience. So Baba used to give them one word. I am a pure soul. That's all. Go and sit on the rock. Meditate for 2 hours. Can any one of you do that? Not even 1 minute. So they will sit steady, not shaking, and not thinking also. It's not thinking, it's not forgetting, but just be. So this is a new way of practicing embodiment of self-awareness. We have awareness, we have knowledge, but we have not become embodiment of knowledge. embodiment of soul consciousness. If I have, then I won't have any attachments. So you can make a note of two things. For conquering attachment, all relationship. For being embodiment of self-awareness, just be. Don't repeat again. I am a soul, peaceful soul, blissful soul. I come from Parandhamay. You don't need to repeat. You are. So that is the first preparation I should start doing over a long period of time, because we know the final paper already. No matter when you have come into knowledge. So the second preparation, the Baba always says about the time. You know, past is past. Future is yet to come. So if I want to pass with honor in the final paper, I have to live in the present. Not just repeating in your mind, oh, past is past, but still you are in the past. Finish. Because you have the understanding, what has passed, you know, it is beneficial. It has taught me some lesson. I have learned some lesson and I move forward. And why to worry? Tomorrow what will happen will be the best. So live in the present. You don't know which moment will be your examination, right? Which moment you will be your examination. You don't know. So Mama used to say, consider every moment as your last moment. Live in such a way. So what should be my awareness? Suppose if I leave my body now. You know? So I should really practice that way. Living to moment by moment. So that means you are moving close to your deathbed. But at the same time, you are making the time eternal when you live in the present. The time becomes eternal. It's so much. Really, why? Experiment and see. When you start to live in the present, it becomes like eternal. You got all the time. So this is a second practice. Live every moment as if this is the last. To make sure that I am ready to let go of this body very easily. So this is a second preparation for my final paper. The third preparation, which is also very important, is to have an attitude of unlimited disinterest. An attitude of unlimited disinterest. Sometimes somebody asks this question, what comes first? Renunciation or disinterest? What do you think? What comes first? How many of you think renunciation first? Raise your hand. Wow, nobody. And how many of you think it's disinterest first? All of us think that is the right answer. Because if you renounce anything without having disinterest, you will not be able to have complete renunciation. You will be pulled to that again and again. But after having disinterest, if you renounce something, you will not want to even look at it. You will not even want to touch it, look at it. So I know this body is perishable. I am imperishable soul. And this body is made up of five elements and it will mix with five elements. So it's a balance of taking care of the body but at the same time having an attitude of disinterest so that I am not pulled at any time towards my body. So that is the third preparation. Even last Murli also, two Murlis, Baba underlined this word. You know, why we don't have that yoga with Baba? Because we don't have unlimited disinterest. So unlimited disinterest means all four corners are, you have separated yourself. You know, they say when you make halwa, when the halwa is ready, it leaves the pot. It doesn't stick to the pot. So when I have totally disinterest, my intellect doesn't stick to body, bodily relation, worldly objects or old sanskaras. These are the four things. So I must practice over a long period of time. Now this one you should always remember, Baba said, anything that you have practiced over a long period of time, that will be your final thought. It will come back. So this is why it is very important to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest. So which is very important. Now number five, the quality of remembrance now. What will, you know, they say your last thought will reach to your destination, will lead to your destination. So I must have remembrance of Baba in such a way that except Baba, no one and nothing can pull my intellect at any time. So this is practice again. Suppose if you are sitting in yoga and you are attached to a person, that person will come between you and Baba. It's understood. You have some attachment to that person, attraction, whatever. So immediately you must become, you know, serious with yourself and remove that attachment, creating disinterest. So I need to see, sometimes it could be body, it could be objects, it could be food, it could be place, anything. So if I want to remain lost in love, what Baba calls it as, lovely in stage, me and Baba and none other. So I have to make sure my love for Baba is unadulterated. So when you have unadulterated love, then you have unadulterated remembrance. So if anything comes between me and Baba, if that will be my final moment, will I pass? No. So I allowed that person to become an obstacle. So that means why that person came, because I have not experienced that love from Baba or that relationship with Baba. So it will be a signal. I must work on that. So the number five preparation is to make my yoga volcanic from now, so that I destroy all the sins of the past and I have accumulated a good amount of charitable action so that my line of intellect is very clear. See, this is something very important for the final paper. Clear intellect and clean mind. So if the intellect is not clear, you won't get the touching power and catching power. So you are not able to stabilize yourself in 1 second with your one thought. So practice from now. One thought, 1 second. One thought, Anthony Bhai used to say this mantra, you know, Anthony Strano. One thought, 1 second. So no more. Hold it. If you can practice this every now and then, so that means I am ready to answer my final question, because there is nobody between me and Baba. So that is number 5 preparation that I need. And the 6th preparation is my stage. See, what determines my future is my stage. How I leave my body. What stage? Not the place, the stage. So that means I need to create a stage which is free from all desires. So desires are the root cause to sorrow. So I just need to experiment with my intellect. What drifts my intellect away from Baba? Desires. Subtle desires, gross desires. So then I will not be able to stabilize in 1 second. So I need to check myself. What do I want? You know, when we ask Brahmins, what do you want? They say nothing. So then why I don't have that concentration in yoga? No, that pinpointedness. Why I don't have? Goes towards different desires, subtle and gross. So it is a distraction of the intellect that won't allow me to answer the question. You know, it will not be, you know, don't expect question coming to you in email or WhatsApp message. This is your examination today, this is your question. No. Those days, no email, no WhatsApp. It will just be. So I just need to be ever ready anyway. So I just need to. That is why these days in Murli, Baba is talking about contentment a lot. Actually, it is the other side of desire. See, the antidote of becoming free from desire is contentment. If you are content with yourself, with Baba and others, you don't have any desires. So either work on contentment, that's what Baba said even in the last Murli, or free from desire over a long period of time. You remember, the soul has the sanskara of 84 births. Okay, golden silver age, you forget. Till 63 births. So we don't know in which birth how we lived. So that is why I just need to make sure my intellect is very clear. I should be able to, catch the signal. Oh, this is my exam now. Sometimes you may be sleeping in the slumber of ignorance. The examination has come and gone, you don't even know. I need to be alert. As I said, the place of our examination will be different for different souls. So this is why we have to make sure I am totally ignorant of all desires. Or in other words, being a jewel of contentment. So that means your mind, intellect, sanskaras, you are like a self-sovereign. You are able to handle your mind, intellect, sanskaras the way you want. You are able to use your sanskaras which you want. See, the other day Baba made it very clear. How do you know you are body conscious? You know, in Hindi, the words are very simple. Deha and Dehi. Dehi means the one who uses the body, is separate from the body. And Deha means body. So we switch on from one to another so fast. So how do you know you become Deha Abhimani, body conscious? You activate your body conscious sanskara, the copper aged sanskara. So you know you are body conscious, you are aware of yourself as a body. But if I am soul conscious, I am not repeating, I am a soul, but I am embodiment of soul consciousness. So I automatically, my divine sanskara, you know, adi sanskara, anadi sanskara, eternal, original sanskara will emerge. So it is like no conflict. There is harmony, peace. So when you are in that stage, your eternal, original stage, you will pass with honors. So that is why Baba has given this homework to become the spinner of self-realization or practice five form exercise at least 8 times a day. Do it in preparing for your final paper. Let your intellect, you know, recycle, recycle. This is recycling. Pure energy. So any time you are faced with an exam, you are passed. So yoga subject is a very important subject. And in that also, I was really surprised when I read Baba's Murli the other day, when Baba said, who can become one of the number 8? Those who are embodiment of soul consciousness. See, I was surprised. That is all we need to become 8? Yes, that is all you need. But that requires a lot of attention. Practice. The other day, Mohini Ben was saying in Avyakt Parivar, she said, first thing, I need to have attention. Second thing, I must practice. And third thing, you will have experience. Without attention, practice, you cannot have experience to create a stage. And your stage is in your hands. Nobody can disturb your stage. Can anyone disturb your stage? But we do say, oh, sister, I was so happy and so peaceful. This person came and talked to me so much anger. I lost my happiness. So that means you have given the remote of your life in that person's hand. They handle your life. No matter what. If I am in my stage, I will change the situation. Not I get affected. If I get affected, my stage changes. That means I am under the influence, external influence. So we need to practice this simple lesson, first lesson. Creating soul conscious stage and embody that stage. For that, we don't need to repeat. I am a soul, like that. It's just embodiment of awareness. And you see certain symbol, certain, signs through your practical life that you are now soul conscious or not. And I have to be honest with myself. As I said, the three words Baba said, over a long period of time, over a long period of effort, over a long period of reward. So I am accumulating, I am not doing favor for anyone. So don't give the remote of your life in other people's hands. So that is the sixth aspect, which is very important to pass with honor in the final paper. Now, there are three stages. Either you can pass with honor, or you can pass, or you can have mercy pass. You know what is mercy pass? In India, if you get 35 marks, you are pass. Sometimes some student gets 33. And the teacher got little mercy. She put extra 2 and passed that person. So that is called mercy pass. But Baba won't have any mercy pass. It is, that is 33, 33 only. So I want to claim, right? Marks is collected over a period of time. My bi-monthly test, 3-monthly test, 6-monthly test. So all accumulated for the final. See, every time nowadays Baba says he saw the chart and he gives us the result. So we don't even write the chart properly, check properly. So how can we change? So I got to be very honest with myself. Then only I can pull my ears and straighten my stage. Why this happened? You know, it should not happen. You know, Brahma Baba also used to do that. When he was devotee, he sits in front of goddess, his mind goes to business, he will slap. He will pinch himself so that the mind doesn't go. So I have to be strict with myself. I have to make sure, especially when I'm sitting, especially for meditation, all the other doors are closed, only one door open. One way only, so that you can concentrate better. And another important aspect to understand is the final paper will come to us when there will be final scene of destruction outside in the world. That's another thing. It's not that you are sitting here in Harmony Hall and your final paper will come. Everybody can pass. But the final paper will be in the final scene. And what is that final scene? We asked Dadi Gulzar once, how do we know this is rehearsal or this is real? So Dadi said, if only one element of matter is showing its horrible form, so that is rehearsal. When all 5 elements wage a war, dance together, that is real. So we will be in that situation when all the 5 elements will be showing its tabu pradhan stage. Not only that, but we will have 4 things. Final says destruction got 4 things. All our vices also, what is left over, will face us like evil spirit. You know, when somebody gets really angry, their face, you can feel like they are possessed by something. So that will be the situation. Not only you, but all other people will also be facing their own sanskaras. So it will be a chaos, cries of distress. In the middle of that situation, I have to answer my final paper. So will your intellect be full then? Huh? How is your, what will be your state of mind? And not only that, you know, in that situation, many souls will be leaving bodies, right? And they can't find the bodies. So they will be wandering in the atmosphere like evil spirits. So if I have not practiced bodiless stage enough, they can possess my body. So that is why Baba says, practice bodiless stage every hour, 1 minute. You know why this 1 hour, 1 minute music play? This is according to Baba's direction. Baba said, 1 hour every 1 minute, practice being bodiless. So you can, at that time when such chaos are happening, you can move away from the body and become bodiless easily, and you will not be possessed. Otherwise, you will forget everything, whatever you need to do. So practice a lot of bodiless stage. And how do you know you are bodiless at any time? The bodiless does not mean unconscious. Bodiless does not mean you are sleeping. You know, some souls in meditation, they are sleeping. And then they say, what was your experience today? Wow, I was really bodiless. Of course, you know, sleep and bodilessness very close. Even when you are sleeping sound, you are bodiless. But the only difference is, this is consciously and that is unconsciously. When you sit in yoga, you consciously practice, I am a bodiless soul. And you can see yourself separate from the body. And you can give sakash to your body. So when you are sick, how do you heal yourself? How do you give sakash to yourself? It is when you are bodiless, you send that rays. You know, how do I go to Parandam in 1 second without being bodiless? And take power from Baba and give sakash. So, to pass in the final paper, under the circumstances, you know, of all kinds of chaos, I need power of silence. I need bodiless stage. Whether you want to call it Videhi stage, Nirakari stage, but you need to go beyond body. As long as I am in the body, I will be influenced. You know, I tell you one experience. There was, you know, in Sri Lanka, many years ago, there were Tamil tigers. And they used to attack people for everything with bombs and guns. So once there was in a city, they were catching people and they make them stand in line. One by one they shoot. So one of the Baba's child also was in the military. So she was practicing really bodiless stage seriously. So the person in front of her was shot. But when she stood in front of that man, he said like that, go. He did not see her at all. She did not see. She was bodiless. So she was saved. We don't know where we will be at that time. So accumulate bodiless stage, soul conscious stage, while you are performing action, when you are, because for bodiless stage, you have to withdraw from the action. You can't do it while in action. So all these practices will save me at that time when the atmosphere is so tense, you know. So that is why Baba says, in the midst of hahakar, there will be Jai Jaikar. You know, the Baba's children will glorify Baba's name with their stage, with their face, with their behavior. That is how Baba will be glorified. They can feel, oh, these people are not ordinary. So that is why all these practices I need to start over a period of time. So I need to create a chart where I can check some of these things. And if my weakness is attachment, my weakness is desire, my weakness is I cannot concentrate, whatever. So specially pay attention. Because Baba says, in the end, you will be tested by your own weaknesses. What you have, you knew this is your weakness, but you did not change. So at that time you will be reminded of Baba's voice, and then you cannot say anything. There is repentance. And repentance is really a great punishment. So the 1 minute is gone. So I suggest, you know, every day you consider that you come into this world in the examination hall. And everything that happens throughout the day is a test. Look at it as an entertainment. The other day Baba said, test is an entertainment. So you should feel that you have passed today. I had a test, like say for example, somebody came and defamed me for nothing. Abused me for nothing. So I was not moved. I was not touched. But I had mercy for that soul. I continue to send good wishes. That is the main thing. Not that I move away, but I don't have dislikingness for that person, because I understand he is under the influence. So he can't control. So you bless him, give him sakash, and then he will realize his own mistake and transform. So we have to use power of knowledge also, together with power of yoga, to pass in the final exam. Gyan and yoga both are necessary. So every day create that questionnaire for yourself, answer, and give yourself marks. So then you will see when Baba will show your chart. How will the result be declared, you know? Not in the newspaper like nowadays, or not in the computer or in internet. No. The result of 1 minute will be announced instantly, through our own behavior. So I also understand this is what I am worthy for. It is correct. Others also will accept. You know, this is also is exactly good for her. So there will be no debate, no question. Now if somebody will tell you, oh, you are going to become subject in golden age, you are going to become maid, they will get upset. But at that time when the final paper is over, together result will be out and then the class will be transferred. So the result will be known to everybody. So after that scene, then there is glorification of Baba. This scene should finish, merge. Then we go home with that happiness of glorifying Baba, because now our results are all out. So we still have some time. Baba says 2 whistles have already blown. The 3rd bell has to ring. 1st bell when Mama became Avyakt. 2nd bell when Sakar Baba became Avyakt. 3rd one now yet to ring. 3rd ring means march, home. No more. So consider every second. That's why Mama said, it's your final moment. Whatever I want to do, do now. Never procrastinate. You know, that's why Baba is saying, don't give reasons. Don't be negligent. Don't be a problem, because then I will not be able to pass in my exam. I should be the solution. I should be the embodiment of solution for my own life. So some of these thoughts, I was just referring to some of the Murlis and going through, even just recently only. So these are some of the signals Baba has given to us from time to time. So if we can follow them, we will be good students. You know, Baba says in Sakar Murli sometime, when the student pass with honor, not only the teacher gets gift, the parents give blessing, and the school name is glorified. So we are going to glorify Baba's name in all relationships. So that should be our aim, to pass with honor, not less than that. And you know, I think you know about it, New York has will start a new project for our self-progress from the 1st of April. It is called Pass with Honor, No Waste. That's the title. So you can contact your center coordinator. So there is a every day's timetable. Every day timetable, every weekly timetable, what we need to do in order to pass with honor. So by the end of April, we will be ready for Baba to test us. Okay? So before we have meditation, any question from anyone? Anything you would like to clarify? I think it's almost the end of Baba's season. Many will be leaving in a couple of days. So you have an opportunity, you can ask. You can just stand up. Yes, brother. Mike, they didn't hand. Mike, you can come to the mic because the translators won't hear you. They will give you mic. Come in the front. Yeah. Anybody else have any question? Please come and stand next to him so we won't waste our time. And if you need translator, bring translator also. You introduce yourself, brother.
Shanti, my name is Tim from Australia. You mentioned about doing the five forms drill 8 times a day. So how long should each
5
drill?
Minutes.
So 1 minute for
one
each
minute,
form.
1 minute, 1 form.
Okay.
That's enough, actually, easy. Even if I can keep it up. Okay. You know, five form, 5 minutes, 8 times a day. You can put the mic here on the stage, they will come if they want. Yeah. Anybody else? Come, please come. Come to the mic. Otherwise, the translation. Come quickly. Another one also next to them.
Om Shanti, sister. I'm from Malaysia. I would like to ask one question which always strikes my mind. It is not just now the lesson. I'm asking general question. Why we all wear badges, but Brahma Baba doesn't? What is Brahma Baba? Doesn't wear the badge. Can you please explain of that?
We are military. The military, the sign of military is badge. So you consider yourself spiritual military. That's why you are wearing badge. And it reminds others who you are going to become. It's also service. The whole Gita knowledge is merged. In the beginning, there was no picture, no nothing. The badge was everything. It's real Gita. It's the badge of the spiritual military. Okay? Yeah.
Om Shanti. Sister, my question is around...
You're from where?
My name is Elder. I'm from Mozambique. My question is around silence. I would like to understand better, when we say to be in silence, does that mean have no thoughts or have elevated thoughts?
Actually, silence is absence of waste thought. Silence is made up of three things: pure thoughts, pure feelings, and language of the eyes. You are not thinking pure thoughts, you are savoring your embodiment of pure thoughts. The vibrations is reaching out. Your embodiment, you know, you are not thoughtless. We don't say thoughtless. In Raja Yoga, we don't have any stage called thoughtlessness. But we are embodiment of pure thoughts. That is silence. So you have embodied, and then the vibration is surrounding. Yeah? Understand? Yeah. Okay, final, last one. Anybody? All are satisfied? So all are going back this time? Totally satisfied? Huh? Yes? Yeah. Because now each one of you is God's messenger. So wherever you are going, you become instrument to bring Baba's message. So don't speak through the mouth. Baba said through your face, through your activities, glorify Baba's name. Keep your face always happy, always cheerful. That is the best advertisement to glorify Baba. Okay? And then, of course, your behavior together with others. So, remember that you are going this time to glorify Baba's name so that we prepare other souls to join us and go back home. Okay? So, we wish all of you who are leaving soon a very safe journey, happy journey. And, of course, we all always want to come soon. Go slow, come soon. Anyway, so let us have now 1 hour, 6:30 to 7:30, 1 hour powerful meditation to serve elements, the five elements, and all souls on this earth. So what you have to do, three things. You see yourself in your highest seat, first of all. Seat yourself in the highest seat. So the highest seat is, I am Master Almighty Authority. Then you go to the highest place, Parandham. See yourself in Parandham, the highest place, and sit in front of the highest Father, Shri Baba, and connect. And stay in Parandham and let the current, Sakash, from Baba reach out to the world. I don't even have to think. I am giving. If you are thinking I am giving, you are not giving. You just be. Connect and let it spread. Whoever is in need, they will receive. So let us experiment. Just highest stage, highest place, highest Father. Then you will experience your stage as lighthouse and might house. And it will reach out automatically. I don't need to think anything. I just sit like a satellite. The satellite spreads its waves into the whole world. Okay? So, I think as much as possible, don't keep moving from one place to another. Let us create a very still and quiet atmosphere in the hall. Because every movement of each one stirs the atmosphere, vibration. So for this 1 hour, we promise Baba, we will stay, steady, connect, and receive. Okay? Om Shanti.